Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am actually doing really well. I have been helping a lot of people and bringing food, really good organic food, clean food to people that can't get out, because they've been with me since I moved here into Virginia in 2005. So I've been doing good things for the community, good things for my people, yeah, I'm sure you are, and also doing my own personal studies. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, of course, you know, helping as many as I can out. I do as much as I can to offer my support in the circumstances of this unusual life, but it's also, you know, it's given me a lot of personal time to be able to do things that I haven't had time to do because of other work. And so I'm really enjoying the time I have to really clean and clear things around my house and really do tasks that are low on the to-do list but moving higher because I can, because, you know, again, we all have to have our own personal space at this point in time, so you have to do what's right in front of you that you can without doing something that's going to harm another.
Absolutely. Now, right here in Roanoke, of course, we're spring here. Everything is blooming. It is so darn pretty. So darn pretty. And I had some new people that came to do my lawn, and they wiped out my crocuses. Are you kidding me?
Aww.
So I called the manager, who I know his mom, I know him, and I'm like, you know what? These are obviously new people. Because last year they were very protective, you know. I said, I just want to let you know, I'm going to go ahead and pay the amount, you know, whatever. But please don't let them do that again. It's okay. They're pretty hardy. Anyway, but all my flowers are blooming in the trees here. I mean, it's like Eden in my garden right now. I'm so happy about that.
Spring has sprung, and it is beautiful. Nature is really, and that's one of the blessings right now, is that I think everybody's having some really pleasant weather, some really, you know, even though it may be a couple days here and there of not so pleasant weather, but pleasant weather overall, and really getting to embrace and enjoy the outdoors at this time as a result of what we're doing. So one of the beauties of this is to notice the details. Notice those, you know, squirrels running across the wires, or notice those flowers that, you know, really take a look at them that you just take a glance at usually. Breathe that air and really connect with nature at this point in time. I think it's such a great thing.
Me too. People are loving the fact that Venus is entering the Pleiades right now. Looking forward to this full moon coming up. What do you think about this full moon? Because I liked it.
Well, it's a Libra full moon.
Oh, your favorite, because that's your sign. Oh, wow. Yes, okay. I get it. You're so cute.
You know, the reason why I like it is because it does bring a rebalancing into the circumstances. And do we need rebalancing at this point in time? Absolutely. You know, it is about trusting and having faith and really working in that greater being or that higher, bigger perspective, because it is in conjunct Mercury and Neptune. And with that, it kind of, we have a tendency of losing faith. But I'm going to say, sing a song, because, you know, we're going to make it through this. Everything is going to shift and change. And this is really anytime you look at a full moon, it's a shift and change. So it is all about rebalancing. I think a lot of people, because of the I am presence that is here, is that they see that T-square that's upon this. It says, I must set a new foundation, and I must start looking at now what can I do towards that and really see what's important in their life and transform it, because this is what this all is about. I really like the peacefulness of a full moon in Libra. That's my favorite part of it, is because it's such a soft moon. It's very peace and harmony loving. What do you think about this full moon?
I think the Libra moon is an advocate for justice on many levels, and it does give us a balanced view. So negotiations can go well at this time, even if they don't go to completion. But Venus in Gemini now, trying both Saturn and Mars, I love this for social media, us calling and talking to people because we're homebound. We can use the computer. We can use our cell phones. We can use our texting. We can call people we never had time for, just so busy working and taking care of other responsibilities. And I just love the energy. I think this is going to really help us to get through this cycle in an amazing way. And I just really like it. I also like the fact that we're in a situation right now, too, well, where I am in Roanoke, okay? And again, some of the parts angle off the ascendant, where the full moon actually transpires. But I like this because what I'm seeing is that we have a late Scorpio rising, and it is in trine to Neptune and Mercury, you know, on this full moon on the 7th here. So it is about helping people to use their intuition, not letting their mental anxiety, like you said, overcome their faith. Say, okay, there's got to be a purpose for this. And even if I don't know it yet, I will wait. And I will do my devotions in my way. And out will come a new strength and a new transformation in a very unique way. This changes as you move across the planet, but I like to look at that because I deal with mostly people that are on the Eastern Seaboard. But every place has its own ascendant with a full moon lunation. You know that too, but I just want to mention that because I have so many people in Florida. My family's in Massachusetts. I do a lot of people in North Carolina. And so I just wanted to tell them, no, keep the faith, like you always say, my dear, like you always say.
And it is. You know, one of the things I like about the Aries energy and the Aries sun energy that in that soul is that this is really a time of having that, okay, what is real here today? What is the facts? Break it down and boil it down to that root, okay? It has that defining act to it, which I just love. I know a lot of people are sitting around going, okay, when's this going to end, waiting, you know, and having a certain amount of pacing with it. But that's not really what this is about. This is about accepting that there is a change in life and that you can do what you can do today. And in that todayness, in that centered of the soul of today, you can find really a lot of revelation about what you want to do in your life and where you want to go. And the innocence so much of the Aries energy with this, you know, having it in that opposition and rebalancing that, I think a lot of people just can go, okay, I'm just going to enjoy now and see what I'm going to do instead of waiting in anticipation for this to end.
Exactly. You can only travel a journey one step at a time. And we have been in a culture where everything is at warp speed. Okay? So now I think we're learning how to pace ourselves and look for the answers on a daily basis rather than having our life clumped into this year, these 3 months, all that. We've had to slow it down enough to be more contemplative. And I think in one way or another, it will end up serving us. Okay? Because I'm like that. I'm always at warp speed. You know me, and you're the same way. We want to serve. We have, you know, we have a gift. We reach out to everybody every day. And I think most of the people that call us here on the show, and other people we just serve, they're the same way. They call us because they have intuition. They have concerns because of those they care about. So they reach out to us as their counselor. And I think all of us need to just slow it down a little bit as we're walking through this and look at the more delicate nuances of our existence. Now, there's not any planets retrograde right now, but sometimes it's a time also of reflection. So I try to bring up the positive images. I try to bring up the memories that I treasure, because I can't afford to be down, because I'm trying to help everybody else like you are, and many of the other people that call us are doing the same thing. So I'm just trying, like you said, balance it. And I agree with you totally. This is the best full moon right now to be happening in this era of history.
It's wonderful how the universe does that, okay? And when we harmonize to the universe, we start to see that, yes, the universe is making everything. We are all connected, and that's a definitive note by this. And it's all about taking that breath, regrouping, and really come out of it stronger for our own selves. So it's more of heeding that and really embracing the beauty of the day. It really, truly is.
Yes, wanting to be in the now is nice, because Saturn's in Aquarius right now, and Mars is there too. And it is all about being the individual you are and living more in the present and be connected with higher mind. So I think this is going to be such a benefit, because Venus is in trine to these guys. So I'm really excited about that for a lot of people I serve, because I can see it helping them through.
Yeah, great enlightenment. With that trine, great enlightenment comes. You know, the receptors are out. That Venus is in Gemini. And so that all that Mercurian stuff, all that head, all that vision that you can see is for our benefit. And having it trine both Saturn, our taskmaster, the one that says, okay, here's the seriousness of the situation, and Mars making us, compelling us to actually move upon these new visions, being in Aquarius, having that futuristic look, having that how do we want to create this from now, is such a beautiful, great thing to have with this full moon.
Absolutely. And it's about also being a staunch individualist, because this is a universal pandemic we're going through right now, to honor the world at large, not just the people that are closest to us, our family. It's about we all need to come together in that universal light and devotion. And I think that that's what we're supposed to be learning right now. And I think a lot of people I've been talking to, even though they're stressed out, they get it too. They're saying, okay, yeah, I know that. I can feel it. I think about others that are not as fortunate as me. You know, so and that's where we need to be. We need more to be more of a universal community at some point. And I think this is our stepping off point. And I just appreciate that, actually.
With Saturn stepping off.
What do I know? I'm just a fortune teller, Jacqueline.
Well, you know, it's so factual. You know, the era of the 2.5 years here of Saturn being in Aquarius is all about that universal. It's about looking at how holistically we all are to each other, you know, how each one of us is another cog in that wheel, and how we all are so connected with each other, and our actions affect others. It's so there with the Saturn, and so for the next 2.5 years, it's going to be going through the cycle, and I'm really interested in how we all see the universe and how we all come together with the universe. This is a great time.
I so agree with you. This is great. We have a few callers on hold. We should see what they need from us. What do you think?
Okay, how about we do that?
Area code 760, you're on the air.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. It's Jeanette. How are you doing?
Good. How
Hi,
are you
Jeanette.
Doing? I can barely hear are you?
Good, good. So, birthday is July 17th, 1958.
11:32 a.m. New York, New York.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Gotcha. You still live there?
No. I'm in San Diego.
I thought so. I knew you were far across the country. I don't know if either place is super safe, but okay.
Yeah, exactly. Although, New York is a little bit ahead of us in the numbers. Yeah. So, I'm actually finding a lot of peace in this whole, energetic right now. And I actually was just laid off, and I saw it as a huge blessing and a huge gift in terms of energetically. And there are things that I definitely have found I have the time to do now and to kind of like move ahead with a project that I had more on the back burner. And having said that, my question is more about my day-to-day living in terms of, like I said, I got laid off. So as far as income is concerned, I have the weirdest thing. I put in a claim for unemployment, and I never got an email back. So I don't know if that I'm going to have actually something I can depend on, or if there's going to be another income opportunities opening up for me. But just in general, what does the money flow look like for me in the next coming month or so?
Well, first of all,
you're late
cancer,
like cancer like I am. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead after that. Go ahead.
You're late cancer like me, and both Jupiter and Pluto are opposing our sun. Okay, now you have to understand the Capricorn energies rule all things with government, all things with unemployment, all things with other people's money, all things you've paid into, okay? Now, an opposition is kind of a crapshoot because the opposition gives you choices, okay? Now, you don't have any major squares to this in your chart, okay? But it may take a little bit of time. Now, what happened was Saturn went into Aquarius, but it's going to retrograde back into Capricorn. And I'm going to tell you when that money is going to be coming in to you. Give me 1 minute here.
Sure. Thank you.
See, it could be as late as September, okay?
Ooh.
And so I don't want you to count on that, but I feel that you'll get notifications sooner because they're exactly in operation to you. So you're going to have maybe one or two choices about this, okay? Now, Mercury and Neptune are both in trine to your sun. So you have to ask yourself, what have I been dreaming of? What is my inner vision?
Mm-hmm.
And why have I been put in a situation that was beyond my control? Is there something I haven't looked into? Is what I would advise you to look at that while you're waiting. Okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Okay. And if you notice after that, it didn't say that you wouldn't be taken care of during this period of time, okay? It's a matter of letting things rebalance itself. I was going directly where Aphrodite was going at the end of first, so I'm continuing on with this because what do you want to do when you grow up? It's all about this envision, this dream, and it's all about now that I have time, I can do that, and I can really see what my soul says I must do for a living. Because your work is passion, it's a way of life, it's who you are. It controls your emotions as well as the satisfaction of your soul, okay? Your sun and your moon are both in your 10th house of career. So it's all about a passion and a lifestyle and a way of life. And Mars is getting ready to go in your 5th house of creativity. So it's all about bringing out that creation, that vision. That's going to lead you to your success. Don't worry so much about the day-to-day finances. It will be tight. It will be taken care of. That's a juggling and balancing situation, like Aphrodite said. But it's all in the long run going to be just fine. Okay? It's the career thing that you need to focus on now.
Okay. Okay, so I'm looking
for
another.
And I think you should stay on top of what you think is appropriate compensation for you. But don't expect it immediately, and look into the creative aspect of yourself. Now, the nice thing is Mars is in Aquarius now, and it's going to be there for 7 weeks. And it's already opposing your moon, and it's going to oppose your Uranus, and then your Mercury and Leo. So if there's something that's more outrageously out front that you've been looking at, develop that behind the scenes right now. Because it's going to give you a sense of inner joy and inner enlightenment you can't get any other way. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so
keep
much.
Keep us posted,
lady.
Okay, girl? All right, keep us
yes,
posted. God bless
full
you.
Moon. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, sweet night. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see where I'm at here. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 404, you're on the air. Hello? Air code 404, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, how are
good,
you?
Good, how are you doing tonight?
Good. Sorry, this is Lolita. I had y'all on mute.
Hello, Lolita. Yeah, you're December 30th, 72 in Chicago, Illinois at 12:44 p.m.?
Uh-huh.
And where do you live now? Where do you live now? Oh, we just lost her again. That's weird. Maybe she'll pick back up. Wow. All right. I'm going to put her back on hold. Oh, no, she actually disappeared. Okay.
All
right.
Okay.
That's all right.
Maybe she'll come back up again.
Let's go to the next one. She might call back, and maybe she was online with more than one people, because some people on Blog Talk, they talk to a few of us because they want to get a balanced view, and I appreciate that. Okay. All right, let me try this one. Erica 256, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Kimberly from Georgia, 11/5/1970.
Kimberly, how are you doing tonight?
Well, how are y'all?
Doing well.
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Right.
Takes a while
you're
for all the cancers to adjust them, but once they do, we're good.
Yeah, 11/5/70.
So what can we do for
and
you
where
tonight?
Where in Georgia are you? What city in Georgia are you in? I think you told me, but I can't remember.
I live in Tucker, Georgia, T-U-C-K-E-R.
Cute. I actually like the name. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. So what question did you have for us tonight?
I really didn't have a question, just, you know, what's coming up for me? What do you see?
Your chart's actually quite mellow, my friend. More than anyone I've seen in 3 weeks. And Mars is sitting right on your moon, Aquarius. You're really trying to think outside the box right now. But you know there's a couple things blocking you, so you're looking for the epiphany, right?
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I would take your time with this chart. This chart is not as stressed out as most I've seen. And it seems to me that you're handling things with your own deep spirituality, you know? See, you have so many planets in Scorpio. You have two rulers. You have Mars, planet of action and event, and then Pluto, the planet of transformation. So you can see the details and the research, but you can also see the big picture. And what you're trying to do right now is you're trying to tap into the big picture, aren't you?
Right.
I get it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Again, this is a really nice time for you if you take it in the right perspective, okay? Because Mercury is trining your Mercury, Neptune is trining your Mercury. It's dead on and trine right now, and that's trining your Jupiter, your Venus, and will eventually move into your Neptune. Okay, it has already passed over your Sun. So this is all about the deeper meaning in life. What is life? What is it all about? Okay? And for you, what I am going to say is it's giving you that simple vision right now. You have a Chiron return, which means look at the day, look at the moment, embrace this period of time that it feels like mud. Okay? You're a habitual person. You're a fixed personality. And you don't like that you have to start to do some effort to change your pattern or your routine to match who you are a little bit stronger. Do it. Stretch yourself a little bit more. Find some new enlightenment during this period of time. Find some different ways of doing things. This is a great time to learn a lot of new different things. So that's what I'm going to tell you is use this time in contemplation, because I think it'll work really well for you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you both.
And we back you up every step of the way. You keep us posted, okay, hon?
You know I will. Have a good evening.
All right, God bless, honey. You too.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. Let me see where I'm at here. I lost track of myself. I'll try this one. Air code 405, you're on the air.
Good evening, afternoon, ladies. How are you all?
Very well.
Great,
how are you?
I am good, grateful, and thankful. Yay!
Yippee!
This is Sylvia, 4461.
I knew that voice. I was thinking it was you.
Nice.
How are you ladies doing as this blows over?
We're
doing
on your birthday.
Doing the best we can,
doing
as fast as we can.
I was yesterday. I was at home for the most part.
San Fran?
Trying to get cake or get my friend to bake me a birthday cake.
Are you in San Francisco?
No, I'm in Memphis.
Oh, you live in Memphis?
Yes.
Oh.
4461? Yes, Memphis,
right.
Tennessee.
I can't find you on my system either, so I'm understanding what Jacqueline's going through right now. I can't find you on here.
I got
oh, my.
It.
Lion's Pride. You got me? Okay. Memphis, Tennessee.
I got you.
5:51 a.m.
What time?
5:51 a.m.
And you're originally born where?
Memphis, Tennessee.
And that's where you are now? Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, this year you're holding your emotions out on your sleeve. I'm going to caution you about that. Okay.
Oh.
Because it's,
okay.
It's a moon in Leo. Okay. So you're going to be more impulsive to act on your emotions. Okay. Think about the bigger picture. Look at it a different way. Think creatively. Okay. Use a little bit further of a thought. Okay. You have Mercury conjunct Neptune this year. Dead on. Okay. And that's in conjunct that moon. So it's all about looking at the greater picture, looking at the higher picture, looking at it a little deeper than what you normally do. Aries are very quick and spontaneous, and this just adds fuel to the fire. So be careful not to act impulsively this year is what I'm going to say. Look at the big picture, look at the long-term picture. Did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. As I tuned in, I heard Aphrodite speak about the work that your soul wants to do. So that's my question. Where in my chart or what is my soul saying and pertaining to my chart of saying that the career that it wants to have or to look into explore this lifetime?
I think a lot of this has to do about you being the psychologist. What do you do for work now?
I'm a volunteer psychologist.
Thank you. Because you know what's happening is that both Neptune and Mercury are trining your moon in Scorpio in that eighth house. And so because of this, this is the time. Like I can remember when I first started out on this path, which is over 40 years ago, by the way. I could see people were psychic. And they say, oh, no, I have a little intuition. But the moment you take the full responsibility for your gift, everything changes, and that door opens wide. And I think this is your time to do that, because Neptune's a ponderous planet, but Mercury is right on you now. Now, and Neptune over the next year is going to be kissing a beautiful trine to your Scorpio moon and your part of fortune in the Memphis chart. So you're going to end up in a very fortunate position where you can really help people with the deepest things of their soul in a unique way, honey.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be great.
Oh.
This is going to be great. Yeah. Okay. This is going to be great.
Okay.
And also you go through your Saturn return. You've been going through your Saturn return. Do you need more education to do what you really want to do?
That depends on what I want to do. Well, for coding, I want to explore being a programmer, learning how to code and be a good white hat hacker that keeps the bad guys out, but I got to learn how they're getting in. So that's one of the things that I want to explore this year.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's all about security. It's all about keeping people safe from feeling threatened, because Aquarius does rule the internet. And Mars is sitting on your Jupiter right now in Aquarius. Mars is going to be going in there at the end of the year permanently. Right now, this is your time to create the strategy. Okay? So you're right on, I think you're right on target with this. But again, there's a lot of psychology involved in dealing with people that want to grow us up, give us viruses. These are criminals. So I think you need more information about the criminal mentality to do the best you can do with what you envision, okay? But that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So take a couple classes in criminal technology, because it's very interesting and you will love it. Your mind is you have such power concentration. You can do this. And it's always changing because people come up with new viruses, new ways to like hack into people and stuff. But you could safeguard a great deal of the population on this plane if you do this. Okay?
Okay, and another thing I'm exploring with that is urban farming, planting, growing, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food through growing food, sharing it with the community, also with herbs, and I'm exploring that this year too, because I want to go and be on the land and plant and grow and network and help the community through food and herbs too.
I think that's a great
volunteer
process.
You want to say something, Jacqueline?
Process.
Okay.
I think that's a great volunteer process. Again, you're such a giving individual, and that's one of the reasons why you look at I Must Defend is because you have all that 12th house stuff. Okay, your Mercury's in your 12th house, Chiron's there, South Node.
Yay!
Okay. So you know what it is to be victimized. There's no question about that. And you want to be the defender of that, and that's okay. But I do think that in that it's very heavy for you. Even though I think an Aries sun can handle a little bit more militantness than others, it does need a balance. So I like the urban gardening. I like it that you get to put your hands in the dirt and get to feel it around and really understand it and put the labors in. You have a Mars in Cancer natally in your fourth house of your home. Getting your hands in the earth is crucially important, and helping others with that is great, okay? So I really think that that's a good thing for you to be a part of, okay, as you're going through this process. Remember, you're making a long-term goal, and I agree with that for debt, that education is crucially important right now. Knowledge is what you're here to do. Knowledge is going to bring that Neptune great inspiration out to where you're going to see the uniqueness of yourself, and you're going to see what you can contribute. So I love that at this point in time for you.
Okay, great, because I don't want that blur. I don't want that the part of Neptune where the illusion part, I don't want to live in that.
It's more about also faith. It's about understanding the unseen. See, as a psychologist, you're seeing the unseen. You don't only hear what people say, you hear what they don't say. And what's happening because of the plants in Virgo that Jack was just talking about, I would like to see you do your garden, and I'd like to see you do videos on that and teach other people. But I don't think that that's going to be where you make your money. I think where you're going to make your money and financial security is about stepping in and really using your psychology. But because if you do videos and you do YouTube and you talk to people about to create their garden, you're going to be helping them on the earth plane, but the other party wants to help them on the psychological and the soul level. You can do both, honey. You have the power. You have the power. Do
okay.
both.
Okay.
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 Go for it.
So I will. I am. I shall. I will use these gifts. Yes. Thank you, ladies.
And you keep us posted, okay, honey?
That. I will.
God bless
I shall. You.
You
all take. You too. Blessings. Thank you, ladies of Gazillion. Keep up the great work. I greatly appreciate you all.
Thank you so much, honey. Call back again and keep us posted. We're excited for you. We're very excited for you.
Thank you. All right. Happy
God
Sunday.
Bless.
Happy springtime. All right. Bye-bye.
Same to you, hon. Oh, God bless. Sweet night.
Sweet night.
Amazing chart. So versatile, but so concentrated. Woo.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, everybody's so unique. That's what I love about our work, Jacqueline. It makes me so happy. Every person has
it
such
is.
A unique.
You're really
yeah, going to
see the uniqueness
yeah.
of each individual on this earth. And you get to see that fingerprint, you know, and it's like, oh, wow, well, that's interesting. And, oh, wow, well, that's interesting. You know,
yes.
I know you have the same passion for it I do, so I could say that to her. You look at each
We are so blessed with our gift. It's, yeah,
oh,
it's
yeah.
amazing.
Lovely.
It's amazing, honey. Yeah. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erico 229, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
1960.
Hey.
I think I remember
Hi.
You too. Nice to hear from you
oh,
again.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Nice to hear from you all.
Are
my
you
birthday
September
1060? Yes, ma'am.
6:35 p.m. in Thomasville, Georgia.
There you go. Uh-huh.
And do you still live there?
Yes, but that's the question I wanted to ask.
Okay, then. Let's take a
what
look
are we
and see
picking
what's
up?
With you.
What are you all picking up? And I wanted to ask how long am I going to be staying in this two-bedroom apartment that's suffocating me?
Where did you want to move to? Did you want to stay in Georgia, or did you want to move someplace else, Melvin?
I'd rather stay in Georgia, but kind of away from people. I need peace. Not in a crowded area. you know,
so
maybe
you need to be in
house.
More of a metropolitan kind of area?
Yes, ma'am. In a nice house, 2-bedroom home, just me. But if
well,
I need
tell you something, that
meet,
when I look
meet
at
a woman,
chart, if you were going to relocate far away, I want plants going through your 9th house. But if you're going to move into the tri-state area or even the tri-county area where you live, Venus is in Gemini, moving to your 3rd house of local relocation right now, okay? Now,
uh-huh.
It's going to be moving forward. It's going to retrograde. It's going to go forward again. So it's going to be in Gemini for longer than normal. So give yourself 90 days. And really look at things, and you're going to end up with 2 options because the Gemini energy always comes in twins, okay? And so
uh-huh.
You might get more than one option of a place to move to. But don't do it out of anxiety. Do it out of embracing the change, okay? I can hear in your voice that you're, like, really kind of, like, stuck. But don't worry. Venus is going to open up these doors for you, okay? Now, are you going to be renting, or did you want to buy something?
It depends on. I do have. I did get in an accident, and I have a lawsuit. It depends on how much I get back, and we want to buy something. If it's enough, if I get enough back for my lawsuit, a tractor trailer hit me back last year. October of last year, and injured my neck, re-injured my back, my hip, and my
ribs.
I'm
so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
have you ever thought of going
to
a duplex that's a 2-bedroom? It'd be a duplex, so you'd be paying half the property for the owner if you just want to lease for now, for this year, until you can get your benefit. If you want to make a change sooner than later, I want to recommend that because the Gemini energy rules things like duplexes. And you could be in a place where you have your own space, but there's somebody right next to you, but you're maybe in a more metropolitan community. So I would put your search into that area. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree that I think that, you know, this is the time to be doing the research. I think it's the time to be looking at it. I agree with Aphrodite that there's options here, okay? So there are certain things in place. Venus is going to come in conjunction with your Mars in your 4th house of your home in May. However, again, Aphrodite talks about it retrograding and going direct. So there is this situation to where there's going to be more options, and it may be a little bit more of a challenge. I agree with Aphrodite also that not the time that this litigation is going to go through. I think you're in a waiting period as far as that's concerned. So I wouldn't be moving on counting on that anytime in the near future. But I do feel like Aphrodite does, that this is a great time where you could look at options. And if you look, keep your eyes open, you might find a lease with an option to buy on something like a duplex or a property that
I
has
love it.
Two
yes.
homes in it.
Yes.
Because
You
have Gemini ruling your 4th house of the home, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I know how that feels because I have the same thing. I also have my Mars there as well, like you. And it's all about nurturing that home. And I never settled in my home until I had a property that had 2 homes on it, okay? So look for the opportunity like that. And you'll really find more peace in your home, and you'll feel more settled, okay?
Okay. So, I mean, eventually I will be living in a house, but, not living in a duplex.
You
could
be
living in a house
that's
a duplex that you can rent out the other half. So you buy that property, you only pay half the mortgage, okay?
Right.
So look at all of it. In other words, don't pigeonhole yourself. Look at all your options because I have a feeling you're going to end up really, really to the good this year. Really, really to the good. I really do.
I promise. I hope so. Because I've been going through a lot.
I'm going to say this, Melvin, because I want you to hear this really importantly, because this is your time where you're being blessed in that area of your life, okay? So it is that time of where do I want to live? What do I want to live in? Not worrying about the financial situation at this point in time or how it's going to come about, but trusting that it's going to be there for you because the universe is supporting you in this area at this point in time. And I know it's tough on you, and I know you're still climbing a mountain, and it's hard. Again, that's what came as far as the lawsuit and all of that issue is.
Right.
That's tough enough for you to handle right now. But this is a gift being given, so be open to it and look, and be optimistic at those options that you see.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all both.
And you keep us
you
posted,
all.
Sweetheart.
You.
We love hearing from you always.
Yes, and I will. Thank you.
God bless you tonight.
Y'all have a good night.
Keep the faith. All right, God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
What a sweet soul he is. Always love hearing
from
him. Oh, the client we dropped is back. Let's see if we can pick this one up again. Okay.
Hey,
Erica
lady, 404,
I'm sorry. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Alita. How are you?
Hello,
Alita.
You know, things happen. It's okay.
I'm like, oh, my God. So I had really a curious question. Do you think that the new, how can I rephrase this? My business is thriving. I have doubled my business the last 10 days. I feel like I am shining through. I'm embracing every issue that is going on. And I wanted to see, is this going to be my new normal as far as the financial aspect of my new business?
They're still in Chicago, right?
Marietta.
You were born in Chicago?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Got it. Let's take a look. You are in a different grid right now. I love Marietta, Georgia. I've visited there several times. I just love the energy there. Oh, my God. I do. Yeah, Jupiter's sitting on your Jupiter right now. You did do your Jupiter return, it's going to retrograde back to you. Wow. What you're creating now is going to get better before the end of the year. This is good. This is really good. What do you think, Jacqueline?
So I'm looking at, because there's no major hits here, Mars is in your 10th house of career, so it's setting some very strong foundations for the future at this point in time. And with that, I think it is going to support you. I agree with that, forget with this Jupiter return. And the reason why I say that is because I think it's a little chunky at points of time. Okay, I think it is going to go well, and then I think at points of time it's going to get a little quieter. And so don't think that you're going to be all rushed. Live in the day, live in the moment. And really think about, this is what I'm doing now, and I'm building it now. It still is. It gives it a little bit longer of a time, since you're in Marietta, Georgia, to work through there. But I think it's good. I think you're really finding your passion. I think you're really finding your way with this. So follow it blindly and don't look at things as it changes as being bad or good, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Well, I appreciate that.
We have your back.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Many blessings to you, dear one. Okay. God bless.
All right, honey. I'll talk to y'all too later. I'll continue
all right,
to listen.
All right. I'll keep you on hold.
Bye.
We have one more that's been holding on for quite some time. I think you can do it. Are you ready?
Okay.
All righty then. It's from your neck of the woods, I think. Echo 561-287, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Stacy. How are you guys for this whole thing?
Oh, doing well, Stacy.
Hanging in
you?
There.
Yeah, I guess I'm hanging in there. They shorten the hours, and we may start back tomorrow with work. I'm really nervous because, of course, I need the money. So, you know, I just want to know, you know, if you see anything looking good through coming up, you know, what, you know, if that's happening or, you know, what month looks good for me, you know, because it just feels like we're all at a standstill.
Well, this
is the universal force that's going on right now. And mm-hmm. understand that it's a very, very big boat, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's not about you personally. Because we've talked to you a lot of the time, Stacy, and you take everything personally, but this is not about you. This is what's going on with the economy right now and this endemic. So, all right. So, let me be clear. Mars just got mm-hmm. to Aquarius. Okay? It's going to be there for 7 weeks. It's passing over your natal Mars. You have trines and blessing lines that are going to be going to your south node. So, you're going to be supported, and you're going to be okay. So don't buy into negativity right now. Don't buy into it at all.
Try not
okay?
to. It's just, you know, I guess.
I know. But everybody right now is tanking. There's people that have nothing. At least you're working, okay? And
you have worked so hard again.
And it means so much to you to do a great job, and I know that about your integrity.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bill.
He said he'll let me know when we start back up. But, you know, I was out of work all last week. So I was just, you know, I'm just getting nervous.
And
well, Mars passes over your Mars. Let's see mm-hmm. when it does that. Go ahead, Jacqueline. Let me look at this for a minute, behind the scenes.
It's not only, and Aphrodite was talking about the Mars passing over the Mars, and that's going to come in about 3 weeks, okay, is when it's going to come. But it's also, in that three-week period of time, going to bring Jupiter, your greatest benefactor, from your first house to your second house. The first house brought you the job. The second house brings you the money, okay? So your lesson here is all about, again, what is here today? That head of yours says, I must fix, I must be productive, okay? I can't stop that compulsion of your I must be productive. But what I can say is that there's a discipline here that you're learning, and that's being productive today and trusting in the future that it's going to work its way out. Because here again, Jupiter's going to be going into your second house of personal finances, and your money is going to shift. There you have your guardian angel. At the same time, Mars, which is the motivator, which is the thing that gives you action, which moves to that area of your life, Mars is moving again. So here again, financially, you're going to be in a better shape in a month than you are now. So
yes.
I wouldn't worry about it if I were you.
So you think it's a new job, or I'm going back to them?
Well, this is all about old issues from the past is what I'm trying to say. The South Node is passing over your Mercury and your Sun, and it's all about your self-worth. It's
mm-hmm.
not about, am I getting another job, am I going back to that job? It's knowing that your capability of who you are is going to make you the best you are. It's about your self-worth and being okay with where you are today and not worrying about what you're going to do.
Yeah, because, you know, Bill, worry because I'm out of work 1 week, and he goes, I'll let you know when we start, you know, for starting back up tomorrow. And I'm like, what's this about? You know, I guess because they're not getting many customers in it now. That's why, you know, because of this pandemic kind of thing.
Let it be. Let it be mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to tell you. The South Node is teaching you that temperance and patience, that timing is everything. And when that Jupiter goes in there, you're going to be singing in a month. You're going to be making money. Everything's going to be fine. Okay, so
by the end, it's the last week of April, you're going to be okay, honey. By the last week of April, you're going to be fine.
Oh, thank you, because, you know, you know my biggest fear is, you know what I'm talking about. You know how long remember last year when I worked at that place that woman was a bitch? Well, that company went overseas, so I guess they all got theirs. You know what I mean? So she's without a job. Remember I told you about that terrible woman manager?
Well, they all have their agenda, and it's not about you. Right now, it's about you finding your place moving forward right now. Don't worry about the past. Don't let that overshadow you, honey. Okay?
Yeah. But
you've got to heal yourself right now and know by the end of the month, mm-hmm. it's going to shift in your direction in a unique way. And we're so there for you. You'll be fine, okay? Because you're about to go off the air, and I love you very much. And keep us in touch.
Thank you.
I can hear the tears in your voice. I want you tonight to do something spiritual for yourself. I want you to listen to some music, maybe do a little journaling. You know, I want you to just settle down and not. I can feel the anxiety in you, and I want to tell you, I know you're going to be okay. I know you're going to be okay. All right?
All right. Thank you, Bella.
All right,
thank
you
both.
You keep the faith, and we're with you. Okay, God bless. Okay.
God bless. Thank you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, love. All right, goodbye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we're about to get off the air. We should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Alfredette?
Well, normally I give you my business phone, but I am mostly reading at my house because of the pandemic. So the best number to reach me at is 540-613-1070. Let me say it again. It's 540-613-1070. I'm hunkering down. I'm in my community and doing things virtually. And Jeff and I both love doing the show with you, and we're here to help you. You're stuck. Don't be afraid to call us at our numbers because we will help you out because that's what we do. And we so appreciate you listening to the show and calling in. Bless you. Happy Palm Sunday. Happy Easter coming up. We'll talk to you then.
Have a good week. Good night.
All right. Good night.